Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 5-1 is our text number. Niall Scully. Niall, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
When did this happen?
This happened on Saturday gone.
Okay, what time?
About 8 in the morning.
And what happened?
So I'm a wedding photographer. Yeah. And I could be basically anywhere all over Ireland each weekend. That Saturday I was heading off to Tipperary to shoot a wedding. And I left my house in Arklow, jumped on the motorway. I'd say about 10 minutes on the motorway, just the next exit, which is Gorey. It's exit 23.
Okay.
As I'm driving along, I see, it looks like a black, it's just a black shape on the side of the road, down amongst the grass. And as I drive closer, I see some lights, some tail lights, you know.
Wow, okay.
And I'm still baffled to myself, so that I'm wondering what this is, you know. No one's stopping, everyone keeps driving on, so I decide to slow down myself as I'm going past. And it turns out that it's a van that's been overturned, and I see a body in the window.
Wow.
Nobody seems to be stopping.
Okay.
So I stop the car myself, and just as I'm stopping, it's a big truck stops behind me as well, and another man jumps out. The two of us are sprinting over to this car, and we look in the windshield, and there's an old man, probably in his 60s or so, just leaning against the window.
All right.
And he's alive, but he's in the car, and, you know, we end up pulling him out, basically.
And how did you get him out? It's on its side, I presume.
Yeah, so it's on its side, exactly. So, basically, he'd be standing on what would be the driver's side door. Mm-hmm. And the passenger side door would be above his head, but because it's a van, it's probably 6 feet or so, he can't reach it, you know.
Of course,
myself, the trucker, jump up, climb up basically, or the underneath of the car, on top of this side of the car, mm-hmm, that's pointed up in the air, and we lift up the door, and there he is, he's in there, he's bloodied, he's battered, bruised, shaken, but he's alive.
Yeah, wow. And could he speak?
He could, yeah. I mean, we made sure that he wasn't severely injured, that we could move him without making, you know,
any conditions
worse. So, he could speak. We helped him out. We lifted the door. We pulled him out. We got him down safely off the van and try and get some information out of him, you know, what happened. So, yeah. You know, you're okay. He could speak, yeah. He was an older man, like I said, in his 60s, Irish.
Did he sound local to Wexford?
Yeah, I think he was probably a dub. Sounded like a dub. Nice gentleman.
Well, Wexford's full of dubs anyway, you know that.
Yeah.
But, by the way, what make was the van?
So it was a transit van.
Four transit,
black one. Yeah, a fairly new one.
Fairly new, okay.
He has no idea what happened. It was, as far as I remember that morning, it was really wet. It's possibly just slid off the road. And he's no recollection of what happened, you know.
And did you get his name?
Injured. Didn't get his name, no. Okay. Didn't get his name. It wasn't one of those situations.
I know, of course.
I was in shock myself, you know.
And you were saying there that you were surprised that no one saw. Maybe no one before you had seen it, if it was hidden.
Well, you know what, it wasn't hidden. It wasn't hidden. It was basically just off the grassy area that's just off the motorway. You could clearly see this. It was about quarter past 8 in the morning, you know. I'd say when I stopped the car and I started running towards it, I'd say at least 15 cars, including trucks, just kept on going. And even the truck driver himself, I got his name is Yanis.
Okay.
He didn't have very good English, but he basically said to me, "Why is nobody stopping?"
Okay, so yourself and Yanis, you were the good Samaritans. You rescued the man.
Well, look, Yanis, I'm just doing what we think was right. Yeah. And
but I detect you're baffled by the fact that so many people sped by.
I am. I mean, I've got a 3-year-old son, and people driving by, there could have been a family in that car. And there could have been kids in that car, and I know that if I hadn't have stopped,
What happens? A car when it overturns off and it goes on fire with the diesel spilling out or petrol spilling out?
Yeah, I mean the lights were flickering, you know. So it's just really, really frustrated me. You know, I got back in my car after we called the ambulance and
And have you heard about the man since?
I haven't heard anything.
I can tell you his name.
Okay.
His name is Michael Connell.
Okay.
What age are you saying Michael is, Niall? Be careful now. But
late 50s. I'm gonna go with.
You said 60s earlier on, caller.
I have to retract that, probably.
Okay, stay there, Niall. Michael Connell. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What age are you, sir?
I am actually 62, but I'm quite put out that I've been described as an old man.
Well, say hello to your rescuer there, Niall Scully.
Thank you very much, Niall. I do remember you very, very well.
No problem at all.
Thank you for yourself and the truck driver.
No problem.
Because I wouldn't have got out of that. I wouldn't have lifted the door up.
And tell us, Michael, begin now. How are you now?
Oh, I'm grand.
Oh, good man. Grand. Well done.
I got out of it. Hit a wet patch on the road, and second.
Well, tell us what happened. Where you were coming down, you were heading towards Wexford, were you?
I was heading towards the antique fair in Wexford.
Oh, okay.
And quite blink of an eye, the SOS pole was to my driver's side, where it should have been to the passenger side, and I was in the ditch. And literally, you're talking 2-3 seconds.
And you don't remember you don't remember feeling the van going from under you or skidding or aquaplaning or...
No.
Okay, you see the SOS box, which should be on your left-hand side when you're driving, obviously. See that on your right-hand side.
On my right-hand side. It just flashed by me. And then the van tumbled and ended up maybe 50 foot ahead of me.
And were you belted?
I was belted, yeah.
Good man. Now, and so what do you remember about it? Did you appreciate that the van was turning over?
Oh, I appreciated that I was on my side and I could hear the cars going by.
Yeah.
And as your mind is beginning to focus and you think, I'm on my side.
Yeah.
I got out, just checked over that I'd no damage to myself. Unclicked the seatbelt and tried to open the door, the passenger door.
But the passenger door is now your roof, is that correct?
The passenger door is now your roof.
Okay. So
and the two lads arrived down and held the door open, and I climbed out and down off the van.
And where was the blood emanating from?
There wasn't. I wasn't bleeding at all.
Oh, were you great? Oh, great. No, and were you injured at all?
I had a little bit of soft tissue damage to my back, and I got a knock on my hand, which was a little painful. But I took it easy for the weekend.
Fair play to you.
I had no transport, so I was going nowhere.
And how old is a Ford Transit?
It was a brand new one.
Oh, no.
Brand new one.
Oh, no. And what do you mean 192D? Is that 192D. WX, whatever it is?
Yeah, 192D, yeah.
And where are you from, Michael?
I'm from Dublin. I'm from. We would have known each other, Joe, in a different light. I would have framed pictures for you down in Usher's Island Community Training Centre.
Oh, yeah, that's a long time ago now, Michael.
A long time ago.
I was walking in probation. I was framing a lot of people at that stage in my life, I suspect. I wasn't.
Well, you were
very good.
The ones that were framed.
I'm doing my best. Yeah. And you were very good to us, I remember. And so, Michael, you were going in a brand new, I presume insurance would cover, will it? It's a van, a write-off.
I talked to the guys this morning. They tell me it's not a write-off.
Okay. Where is the van now?
It's up in Ford Motors in Ayrton Road.
Okay.
I got it up there. So they're going to look after a quote, and Patrona Insurance are the insurers on it. So we'll see where we go.
Okay. And Michael, you're going to an antique fair in Wexford. Was there antiques? Now, Niall, you keep out of this because you're saying there was an antique driving the van. There wasn't. But Michael, did you have any antiques in the back of the van?
No, I the van was actually empty. I was going down to buy a few things.
Okay.
And then come back up to Dublin.
Because if there had been, would they have flown through into the driver's compartment, or is there a wall?
No, there's a full bulkhead.
Great.
Full bulkhead on those vans.
And when you say the van is brand new, what do you mean, 6 months or this?
It was 192, so it's July.
From July.
July, yeah.
And how long did you got your previous van?
I had a Renault Master for 6 years prior to that.
Okay. And is that your business now? You go round antique fairs?
Yeah, I've an antique shop in Francis Street.
Oh, brilliant.
So we're still on the go, even though they tell me antiques are out of fashion. We're still managing to flog the odd one.
What, they're saying antiques are a thing of the past?
But
Michael, when the accident happened and you're flying over, has anything, like, you sound so calm, has anything like that ever happened to you before?
No. Nothing.
Okay.
I've never had a serious car crash. I did have a liver transplant and I was 3 months in a coma.
Wow.
But apart from that, that's the most serious thing that's ever happened to me.
So you have a 192D liver as well, have you?
Yeah, I have a 189 liver.
Brilliant. Well done. And we're forever on this program going on about donors. Text the word donor, D-O-N-O-R, to 550.
Yeah.
Text it now and become an organ donor. That's fantastic, Michael. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And you were 3 months in hospital?
Oh, I was a year in hospital.
Wow.
I was 3 months in what I would call a parallel universe. I've no memory of anything. My friends would tell me, a good friend tells me, I rang him one night and demanded I come into the hospital, that I had something important to tell him. And when he came in, I said to him, sit down there, we need to sort this out. I'm after winning the lotto and some birds come in and rob the ticket.
What?
And he said that to me about a year. He said,
do you
remember saying that to me? No memory at all.
Wow. And what hospital were you? Who does
that? I was in Vincent's.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Well, Michael, you were very young to have a liver transplant. Were you? I don't know. You're a young man.
Well, I was. Let's say I lived a life, Joe.
Okay. But you're doing well now. And by the way, were you surprised at the number of cars that's sped by you on Saturday morning?
It did strike me when I was lying there that there was a lot of cars just flying by.
Okay, now how can we find this Hungarian man, Niall, Michael? Janis, what was he driving?
Janis, so he was driving, it was a freight truck.
Any logo or any name?
Yeah, TP, I think it was, you know, in yellow, blue freight truck with TP written on it.
TP, T for Tony and P for Patrick.
That's right.
TP, okay.
Yeah,
and what age was
Janis? Janis, I'm not going to say he was an old man, but
generally.
Late 30s, I'd say.
Allah, so he's probably about 24, so knowing your judgment. But how did you know Janis was Hungarian, Niall?
Well, I was trying to, you know, explain to him, like, this is what we're going to do, blah, 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 and then he said, don't speak English, you know, in his own accent. So after all this, when it was all over and we get back into our cars, I shook his hand and just said, you know, what's your name and where you're from? And that's where it came from.
Now, Niall, I suspect that when you looked in, from what you said, and just tell me again, when you looked in through the van when it was on its side, so you're now looking, what did you think? Michael was in serious trouble?
Yeah, well, he was leaning against the actual windshield, you know, with his back to it. So I couldn't see his face. I couldn't tell if he was, you know, conscious or unconscious, but he was just leaning against it, you know.
Okay.
Obviously, from what he was saying, he was just lying there listening to the cars driving on.
That's a miraculous escape. It really is.
It really is.
Incredible. Well done, Michael. When do you hope to be back on the road?
As soon as they get the van repaired, I'll be back.
Okay. And did you go to hospital, by the way?
No, an ambulance came. Somebody had.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The ambulance came, and I thought it was from the SOS call. But the girl said to me that somebody passing had phoned to say there had been an accident.
You phoned, did you, Niall?
Yeah, I phoned the guard and the
But how did Niall? Yeah, but Niall, send it where? Where were you? Even when you
well, I literally stopped just before the motorway sign, exit 23.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
Just before exit 23.
I often wonder about that. If you're on a motorway and something happened, how do you tell the guards or the ambulance or the fire service where you are?
Now, I know
there's gadgets and cars and all that, carry on. You will stop again, Niall.
Absolutely.
Please,
you know,
the whole point of this was
I want to encourage people, you know, to not drive on, you know, don't be afraid of it. And it could be your family.
In some countries, it's illegal if you drive past an accident.
Yeah.
I think Russia, is there some issue here at the minute? Anyway, Niall, oh, by the way, the Herbert Park Hotel in Dublin. Niall, where are you from?
I'm from Dunleary, but I'm living in Arklow.
Oh, well then, you're coming to Dublin if you want it. The Herbert Park Hotel is a beautiful hotel here beside the RDS. They're offering you an overnight there, complimentary. And Michael, they want to offer you one as well.
Oh, thank you very much.
And they said since Niall has categorised you as an OAP, they won't charge you the OAP rate. So that's the. Now, I don't know whether it's up to yourselves, lads, whether you want to meet again. But anyway, that's
keep in touch, absolutely. I'm glad you're better, Michael.
I would like to thank you very much, Niall. I wouldn't have got out of that van only for yourself and Jan
no
has lifted that door for me.
Okay.
Thanks
no
again.
No problem. Glad to
well done,
there.
Lads. Michael, you didn't wake up on Monday and go into shock or.
No,
saying,
no.
Oh, you're grand. You're very stoic. Well, after what you've been through with the transplant and the year and the 3 months in the parallel universe, you were calm
well,
enough.
You're well prepared.
Well prepared,
like,
okay.
I got up, I walked out, and that's all I've been doing.
Well, we'll try and find Giannis and we'll talk to him as well. Michael, continued good health and continued good fortune.
Thank you.
Niall, continue being a good Samaritan. Well done. Michael, have you ever stopped at an accident or ever had to? Hopefully, I'd never had to.
I've done so in the UK.
Oh, have you?
A truck in front of me with the trailer tipped over.
Wow.
I stopped and myself and another truck fella got your man out. Same scenario. He's lying upside down in the truck.
Well done. And was he okay?
He was okay, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you he didn't get a night in the Herbert Park Hotel.
Bet you didn't get on the live line to the famous Joe Duffy either.
I doubt it. Niall Scully, well done. Thanks for contacting us, Niall.
No problem at all.
Michael, I mentioned the accident at 20-1 with Ronan, and I think a friend of yours heard it. And that's how we came. It's a tonic to talk to you, Michael, and continue good health. What's the name of your antique shop in Francis Street?
Michael Connell Antiques.
Michael Connell, funnily enough. Yeah. Michael Connell Antiques.
Enough, yeah.
And then you can get a sign writer to put underneath, and I am not an antique, despite what Niall Scully says.
There would be a lot of people that would think I am.
I doubt it. And wedding photographer, are you Niall Scully wedding photography?
Yeah, Niall Scully photography, that's
okay,
it. Yeah.
Well
I might drop down to Michael sometime and get a few pictures framed now that you know your
framer. Absolutely. I'd be delighted to see you through the door, Niall.
Okay.
I'll go easy on your pocket.
Yeah, good stuff.
Thank you.
Well done, lads, and thanks for that. Thanks for that contact, Niall. And so, such a good news and a good news story from Michael Connell, who, as I discovered, I know from a previous life, and he was as civil and as helpful back in the day when I was a probation officer, as he obviously is now. So, well done, lads. Text the word donor, D-O-N-O-R, text it now, if you're safely, obviously. Text the word donor to 550. They will send you back the details of how you get a donor card and tell your family. 51551.